Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.
TV I Say with Ashley Ray. Another episode of TV I Say with Ashley Ray. Another episode of TV I Say with Ashley.
Welcome to TV I Say with Ashley Ray, your go-to podcast for discovering what to watch on TV and getting behind-the-scenes insight from the people who make the shows you love. It's Pride Month, and corporate America loves a theme. We love a theme. We love a corporate gay pride. But it's also the first month of Earwolf Presents, and we're going to be presenting original content from all these wonderful comedians that Earwolf is partnering with for some short-run audio content. And we'll be kicking things off with the Girl God Experience. So my guests today are Grace and April from Girl God.
What's up, everybody?
How's it going?
I'm so excited to be in the Earwolf family with you.
We're huge fans of everything Earwolf has done. Serial, one of our favorite podcasts.
Love
definitely
it.
This American Life, another
so,
one.
So good.
What Earwolf creates is just incredible. And TV I Say, obviously.
And TV I Say,
that's
right up there.
The main trio.
And you know, when I found out that we were going to come on TV I Say, I said, TV, I watch that stuff.
Exactly. That's what I hope to get from people.
And
that
now
is
I'm
the
here.
Response.
Yeah. So I'm so jazzed.
And you're here.
I'm basically, you know, I'm kind of the bad girl television writer.
You are. People are always saying Grace
I'm
Girl
kind
God.
Of a, the roguish one. I'm kind of the, you know, the most controversial television writer.
Today.
I wear that as a badge of pride.
Yeah.
You know? I just want to say really quick up top, fuck moonlighting.
Yeah.
Moonlighting.
Yeah.
Fuck
moonlighting.
Also, hey, fuck everyone who likes that show.
That's my favorite show.
Yeah, go fuck yourself.
That's my favorite TV show.
You little pussy bitch.
That's literally my favorite TV show.
And we are talking about the 1985 hit Moonlighting.
Five seasons. Two seasons that were ratings garbage.
Yeah.
Once the main couple got together, people really felt like the show. And for context, I tweeted that I just found out about Moonlighting because I was reading all of Bruce Willis' Wikipedia. And I thought this tweet was fine. But then some British film critic, son of a bitch, screenshots my tweet, and he goes, Moonlighting was a bit before my time, too. By the way, I've seen a picture of this man. It wasn't.
Yeah, no.
Moonlighting was your time, baby.
Yeah.
I'll say your name. Guy Lodge. Moonlighting was your time.
Yeah.
And was like, how can a TV writer not know about Moonlighting?
Yeah. He looks like he was ending his college courses, going back to his dorm to watch Moonlighting.
Yeah,
that's how old he looks.
Yes.
Yeah.
He looks like
someone should tell him that Bruce Willis isn't gonna suck him off.
No, he doesn't even know how to do that anymore.
He doesn't do that anymore.
You know, there's a lot of chubby British guys with beards who've been able to convert that look into somewhat lucrative comic book and film writing careers.
Yeah.
But he only is a critic.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And all he's criticizing is what people on Twitter watch.
Yeah. But it fucking, man, I love television. I was shocked I hadn't heard about this hit And I was kind of making fun of myself when I, like, that I hadn't heard about it. Like, I get that it was,
I mean,
like,
you were expressing that it was crazy that you hadn't heard about
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Yeah. You essentially agree with this guy.
Yeah, essentially.
You're also saying, why haven't I heard of this?
Yeah, Cybill Shepherd.
And I would just like to say, unlike Guy Lodge, London film critic, I've written
Guy
on
Lodge,
a number of
more
TV
like,
shows.
Yeah. More like Gay
and
Lodge.
And I actually know what
exactly.
it's, exactly. More like Gay Podge. Because he's a yeah. big podge of
and it's
bad
full of
gay
hodgepodge.
Ideas.
More like gay stodge.
Yes.
Yeah, so
there we
stodgy.
Go.
There it is.
Yeah.
And you know what? I hope it's not more like gay dodge, because I hope he doesn't dodge this criticism
Boom.
That I'm levying back
wow.
at him. But a lot of television shows are referenced across the different shows that I've written on, you know, Mad
yeah.
Men, The Simpsons, Twilight Zone. But I've never, ever had a showrunner ever referenced
Moonlighting.
Because
yeah.
guess what? If they had, I would know about it.
Yeah. If this was a thing in TV, or like, no, it's not, though. Okay,
oh,
sorry. We're just not talking about it anyway. But
listen, I'm fine with being the bad girl of television, right?
Yeah. That's why I wanted
you
here.
I'm not fine.
For the controversial opinion.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I'm not fine with an unreasonable criticism being levied at me.
Yeah.
By a bunch of Twitter people who look to me to be explicitly mad that they're not also writing for TV,
oh,
even though they
God.
Know what Moonlight is.
I also, I love the idea yeah. that TV writing is like academia, and you
yes.
have to have like read all the literature.
You
to
must
like
be
make
aware
a
of all the shows.
Point. Like that's not how yeah. that's not how TV works. Have you watched TV?
That's
sorry,
not
how it works.
Artworks.
Come on,
yeah,
man.
You're not familiar with Friends season 3 episode 4.
You
how can you call yourself a TV
you
writer?
You actually can't do a painting until you've looked at every
all
painting
the painting
so that you can understand what you're building off of.
But I love that we've come in fresh with the controversy, because I feel like there's been a lot of TV Twitter controversy lately. Most recently, the finale of Ted Lasso. Do either of you watch this show?
Oh, yeah. What's the deal with that show?
Yeah,
he's like
no,
a gay soccer coach?
I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
personally
you have
do.
The Girl God experience, which is to help men become their best,
here's
I
my,
believe.
Here's
yes,
my impression.
And Ted Lasso
here's
is the opposite of toxic masculinity.
Well, here's my impression of Ted of the show Ted Lasso.
Yes.
It's like there's like a bunch of guys in the soccer room, and he's like, oi, bruv. You want to suck on me off? And then the other one says, no, mate, that's toxic. And that's,
but then there's
that's
a,
my understanding
but then there's
of what
that is kind
on
of word for word in
a
episode.
Third one
cool.
that goes,
yeah.
Oi, it's not toxic to ask. You know? Like, oi, it's homosexuality.
Oi, mate,
not
yeah.
toxic,
don't knock it till
but
you
it
try
is toxic
it.
Toxic to expect a yes.
A yes. So that is literally an entire actually, scene from the show this season.
April and I did.
How are you ever
we
gonna?
Did audition
how are you
to
ever gonna suck off your wife if you can't
you
even suck off me? Practice how you play,
yeah.
love. That's what's
April,
happening.
You auditioned.
Auditioned for the new season.
We did.
We were going to be a pair of trans women that the British government forced to play
on the men's team.
Men's,
yeah.
Is it hockey?
Soccer, football.
Oh, yeah, soccer team.
Soccer,
and
football.
That might
American
be one of,
football.
I think, we
yeah.
really thought
yeah,
it was
basically.
Hockey.
Soccer.
We really
yeah.
thought
British
it was hockey.
Soccer.
When we did the audition,
fully did
the
it
audition,
hockey.
We were going. We were like saying a line like, goal, and then going, brr.
yeah, because you do
so
that in hockey.
We thought it was hockey. We
yeah.
thought it was on the ice rink.
Yeah.
I never thought it was hockey.
Oh, well, then why didn't you tell me to stop going brr?
Yeah.
I just thought maybe soccer. I don't know. I don't know all the rules of
it
soccer.
It is cold in England.
It is cold in England. So
but,
yeah,
I, mean,
I would have thought
was,
maybe that
I, and
was
the script that we got,
the, you know,
across
I will
the pond.
Say, like, the script was good.
You don't know how they do things
the,
across
you know?
The pond, love.
Ted gave us bottom surgery himself.
Wow.
Because the NHS, the... Which, God bless socialized healthcare, but NHS was really backed up.
Oh, yeah, they
so
get busy. They get busy. It's
he
a way.
He learned how to give us sexual reassignment surgery.
Good
and
day,
then he
mate.
Gave it
it's
to
me,
us.
Ted Lasso, and I'm here to chop up your nuts.
Yeah.
yeah.
And he, we were
he's so
British,
accepting like that.
So he talked in a British accent during that period
mm-hmm. yeah.
of the show. And
is he British? Do they make
no,
Jason
no,
Sudeikis
he's very, very
accent?
Kansas, like Southern accent.
Yeah. I,
wow.
yeah.
Like everyone else is like, oi, bruv. And he's like, now powder my biscuits and
now,
call me blah,
now
blah, blah.
Now pardon my biscuits,
so
but if I didn't know any better, I'd say
right,
you're
he
being
was
toxic.
President of the United States.
Yes.
And
then
and
decided
then when
to
he
go.
Was done, he he went over to
England to coach football.
Really? He was the president of in universe? That's actually true?
Oh, no, that's not true.
Oh, you, no, sorry. He's like, tell me anything.
He's like,
show,
I think in universe, he's like a failed football coach in America. Like, his team lost and he's embarrassed. And then everyone in England
but
is like,
out,
why would you hire him?
He succeeds in Britain.
And he's just like, I don't even know what an offsides is.
Yeah, and that's
but
beautiful.
By the finale, he knows what an offsides is.
A lot of our audition, if do you want to recreate it with me, April?
Because
a lot
would
of
love
it was just
to.
Us,
I'd love
us
to.
Groaning and going like, ah, because obviously Ted didn't have access to anesthetic.
Yeah.
And being like, thank you, thank you.
So I need this, Ted. Come on now.
And it's so sad they cut all of this plot.
That's the crazy thing. And, you know, let's talk about this.
Yeah.
Because oftentimes as trans actors, we'll audition for something
and
we'll
then
kill
they'll
it,
see
and
us
then we'll find
do
out
the
they've
role,
cut the
yeah,
character.
They cut the character.
And
they decide
it's...
to, you know, focus on Keely and her.
Right.
I honestly don't know what happened to Keely this season. She was just kind of around. But the biggest controversy with it is the fans are so angry about the way it ended in the finale this week.
Wait, so what happened? Spoiler
yes, tell
for
us,
me.
Let us.
We don't do spoilers at TV Club.
Oh,
and
oh,
my
okay.
engineer has specifically asked me not to spoil Ted Lasso. But I'll say,
can I ask one question?
Yes. It's soccer.
So, how can you spoil that show?
It's a soccer.
Like,
it's a soccer
because
game.
It's like,
I would say, is Ted Lasso a show
that has
and
spoilers?
Neither of them are that surprising.
Spoiler alert, he's abusive.
Spoiler alert,
toxic. He,
oh, they won the game. Spoiler alert, oh, they lost
they,
the game.
They did
spoiler
it.
Alert,
you don't know which one.
I'm sorry, if you care
you
about
know.
Either of those
he got
things,
mentally
I'm looking,
well.
Maybe
I'm looking our producer Alex in the eye right
alert,
now.
He
if you care about either of those things,
love.
You should learn to love, you know, or like learn find Alex. Something in your life beyond that, you know. And,
yeah,
and that's different
say,
than the shows I care about.
Yeah, this is the one episode you maybe could spoil just because there are. Well, and that's the thing. There's a flashback that or a flash forward that gives us information about each character, and it made the fans so mad.
Is this the end of the series?
The end of the series, yes. And the fans are so mad, they're trying to convince themselves it's all a dream sequence.
Ted Lasso?
They're
more
like
Ted Lasso in the finale.
Yeah.
He dies.
He dies in a plane crash. And so all the fans are like, this flash forward is not real. It's like his brain dying. It's his dreams.
It's weird because
what if
they
it had
haven't
the same
been marketing
ending?
It like it's the last season.
Yeah. So basically, we know that Apple TV is making a lot of money and they didn't want it to end. But Jason Sudeikis hates being Ted Lasso. You can tell.
That makes sense.
Hates being this character, hates the show, and wants to do something else.
Because in real life, he is toxic, and so he doesn't like playing
a nice
non-toxic
guy
character.
It must that must like really rattle him.
Yeah, you what know, if, he's watching Succession and going, "I relate to Ken wanting to stand in front of his wife's car."
This would be like
not
me being cast in a role where I'm a good girl TV writer who plays by the rules.
Yeah, who plays by the rules.
You know?
It's just not what it is.
And who knows Moonlighting and has seen every
Moonlighting
episode
posters everywhere.
Of Bonanza.
Yeah.
You know? Like, that would be insane
for me.
Wait,
so the ending of Ted Lasso is like, it's all a dream?
Well, so he gets on a plane.
He doesn't even play soccer.
He gets on a plane to go back home,
and
then
like
we flash forward.
We flash
but then we go back to the plane, and he's waking up. It's 100% not a dream.
He gets on the plane, and
like,
Leonardo DiCaprio is there.
Yeah.
It's Inception.
Like
they're doing Inception
they're
on him.
They're spinning things, and he's like, no, this is reality.
I mean, that's a huge spoiler, right? Because didn't he say...
They do Inception,
I've seen the
they
pilot,
do Inception to make him gay.
My
he gets off the plane, and he's gay.
When he lands in London town, he says... I'm never taking a plane again, I promise.
So I believe so,
it's kind of a big spoiler that he does take
he
a plane.
He does eventually take a plane. And also a big Ted fact, he always says he can't sleep on planes. We see him waking up, so all the fans are like, he slept on a plane, it must be a dream.
It's because he's mentally well now, love. He's recovered.
He's
from
recovered.
His mental
so now
illness.
He can sleep on a plane.
Yes, that's right.
But
love.
The fans are just saying, like, no, it all had to be
I
a dream.
That,
like,
I bet good money there's going to be a season 4.
So
there's
I
only
think
the third season.
So there's only three seasons, and you can tell that it's really like Ted Lasso wants to leave because his last thing is like, it was never about me. It was about the team. And it's so obvious Apple sets up spinoffs. Like they're going to do a spinoff.
The team being... going to therapy.
Yeah, like in this dream sequence, they set up all of these possible spinoff possibilities. Like people are starting new job opportunities and maybe a new team is getting started at Richmond. We don't know. But there's like all this stuff that makes it clear Apple is not done milking this.
The Mento health team ends. Wait, so what about...
a new team needs to be started.
Well, there's a big shift for the main team that lets you know... we will keep any actor that isn't asking for too much money from the ensemble.
Okay, here's my pitch for another season of Ted Lasso, okay? So it's the mental health team, the team that's so mentally well. This time they have to play against a team that is mentally unwell. They're all mentally ill and toxic.
And they're all abusers.
They're all schizophrenic.
They're all Manchester abusers.
I like the idea that they're all schizophrenic.
They have to play against the Manchester abusers.
Abusers. And then make them non-toxic through polite rocker room talk.
Here's my pitch.
The power of mental health.
Ted, on the way back, his flight on the way back does get into a crash. But he survives.
Okay.
But
he crashes it's on the same island as
like
Lost.
Episode of
and
Futurama
now it's Lost.
Where they can only communicate through beeps in the chair.
Yeah.
So they just have like a plastic model of Jason Sudeikis doing beeps and they react to the beeps. They don't do subtitles or anything.
No, no.
But people react to them like it's the same folksy wisdom and jokes.
They're
Ted.
It's like, beep, 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 and it's just beep, a little beep, robot, beep, so he
and then
can be
like,
free.
That's good.
Kaylee or whatever. Are you sure Kaylee isn't like a slur there? That sounds like some sort of a slur.
It's
for
like an Australian.
Poor bisexual.
Right? I was thinking like a Kaylee. Like,
Kaylee. You Kaylee. Sucking dick and eating clit.
What if they
put those kiwis down, you Kaylee?
For a beef patty. And get a goddamn job, you Keely.
What if they set Ted Lasso in the 90s and everyone on the team was like, getting electroshock therapy was the best thing in the world for me. Now I'm not toxic anymore.
Now I'm not toxic and I'm ready to play.
Ever since I've been getting shock straight to the brain, I've been better at playing American football, soccer, as they call it, across the pond.
And all of these endings would make Ted Lasso fans happier than what they got.
Wow.
So that's, you know, it's a show that really dealt with fan service for most of its time. So to see it upset people in the end made me happy. Made me happy.
That's
I
brave.
Love to see the Ted Lasso fans
what about
unhappy.
You still call it Ted Lasso.
Yes.
But it's Princess Di is back.
Okay,
and
I'm in.
Using Ted Lasso's identity to keep it a secret.
A
that
secret
she's back.
That she's
Whoa.
Back.
So it's Princess Di. She's got the mustache, and now she's coaching the Richmond softball season, whatever they are.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.
I mean, there's been so many TV finales this week. Some premieres. We got a new season of I Think You Should Leave. What are you watching right now? What are your watch lists? What do you got on?
I watch American Dad for 6 hours a day.
Grace has pretty much been doing that.
Yeah.
I'm dead serious. She has been up all night watching
I'm going
American
through a divorce
Dad every day.
And I watch American Dad 6 hours a day.
I mean, it's good for that. It's, and people, I think, you know, it unfairly kind of gets branched in with like late Family Guy, and people don't realize American Dad.
It actually only gets better and better.
Yeah, it gets better.
I think that like American Dad becomes this like meta show about adult animated comedies like The Simpsons and Family Guy and even Bob's. Because depending on the episode of American Dad.
Wait, are they still making it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
There's new episodes coming out right now, weekly.
Every day?
Well, I think the season ended maybe last week.
No, there was a new one that came out on Sunday.
Okay, with Housebroken.
They should branch off into other nationalities of Dad.
It's TBS. It's still TBS.
Oh, right.
In fact, it's TBS's only show that they're like original scripted show that they're still doing.
It's their only original scripted show.
They should do what
the last episode was actually really especially insane. And it's like, depending on what mode, it's like commenting on like the different types of shows like it. And it really, like, it's great. It really is. Almost like a modern day Twilight Zone at times too. I really
guy who has seen Twilight Zone.
Yeah,
and I've seen
one that. Yeah,
all
yeah.
I've seen Twilight Zone is one of my favorite shows, and it does have that vibe.
Seen it.
The American Dad at its best has the vibe of like this show is assigned is like throwing out these sci-fi premises, but in the context of like a Simpsons. So like it's almost like if every episode of The Simpsons was like Treehouse of Horror. And
Which, honestly, at this point is what I'd want from The Simpsons.
It's really good. I mean, I genuinely think that American Dad is a great show. And it actually, people talk about how like it becomes a great show at like season 5 or whatever.
Yeah.
But actually, even its first season has some absolute bangers. Like the first season has this episode called Bullocks to Stan where Stan's boss hates his daughter and it becomes this like weird meta. They say that one of the actors died.
It's really good. It actually is really good.
Everyone who enters her life watch this episode.
That was the first episode of American Dad I'd ever seen and it honestly, especially the end, really fucking good.
Yeah.
I highly recommend it.
It's so funny.
It was great.
And that's a season one episode and it shows the promise of the entire show.
I think out of all of those premises, the Cleveland Show, Family Guy, American Dad was always the best and my favorite and the one that just was the funniest.
And like, it kind of throws off the basic premise at a point, but then also uses it in its toolbox to go back to, you know?
Yeah.
It's like every character is Roger in a way, to a point. Like Roger, you know, is the alien that has all of these different personas, but they all have all of these different personas.
Aren't we all aliens with a lot of different
personas? Just like Roger.
You know, yes, we are.
Yeah.
I will take that somewhat jokey statement you guys just said and respond to it with genuine sincerity that yes, we are all like Roger.
We are.
And it's like, it's been like a comfort show, but it also, I think, has really helped me think about writing sitcoms on the whole, and it's so funny.
Grace, would you say that your defense of American Dad is perhaps because you have spent your whole life searching for your American Dad?
Ooh.
Well, I think it's partly that, and partly, you know, I was born in the East Germany.
What?
I was born in East Germany.
What about a show called German Dad? What about German Dad?
German people love American Dad.
What about German Dad?
Born in East Germany.
You're putting all of your accent skills on display.
American Dad, you know, it taught me how to acclimate to this country, you know, and it also taught me how to speak in a perfect American accent. So it is a show that invites everybody to be a part of the American experience, you know? And he's an immigrant from East German. That was so important to me.
So important. And how would you say, you know, American Dad, family? I think people look at those shows and say they're not inclusive. They're not Pride Month shows. They're not gay.
Well, you know, what's crazy, though?
Like, don't even get her started.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You probably want to rename the show American Gay.
And that's the rest of the episode. Ashley, we should just go. Grace can just talk about American Gay Dad
American
for the
gay
next
dad.
30 minutes or whatever.
It's a show that it's not. There are certain other popular adult animated shows right now that are basically jacking themselves up because they're like, oh, look at how like subtly queer we are.
Yeah.
Look at how, oh, wow, fucking, I'm not going to shit on the show I wrote for, but like, but.
Honey, and you can't be subtly queer. Have you ever seen gay people?
Yeah.
They're shoving it down your throat.
Down your throat all the time.
They're shoving it down our throats.
Come on.
They're in the stores.
Give me that
Target now.
Something that I really like about American Dad is like it never like congratulates itself.
Yeah.
On how, like, it's not just American Dad isn't just gay, it's faggy, you know? Yeah. Like, it's like.
What a claim. It's,
yeah. I mean, well, I think it's true. Maybe just maybe with the majority of the fan base agree. Maybe.
Roger is this queen who is a disaster in, like. In, like, a real, like, lived in beautiful way. Like, and also, like, Roger captures like the wreck of an old gay guy
in
a way that no other show does.
Yeah.
I thought I saw Roger on the street the other day, but it was just so.
But the
queen.
Thing is, okay, this is gonna sound like very like saccharine, but like we do see Roger on the street. Like there are like,
if Roger came to
Roger's
if
on
Roger,
the street.
If Roger came to America in 2023, he would be on the street.
He would be on the street in San Francisco, LA. He's living on the
that's
street.
Right.
And, but like
this is a societal issue.
Yeah.
How do we treat the Rogers of our society? You know?
We present old, like a lot of the time, like old gay guys, old queens in like media are presented as like usually financially successful, usually like in, like usually have husbands or whatever.
Husbands and really nice, or they're
why do they never have wives?
Still.
People in the
let's
world.
Let's get some diversity.
Good
in
question,
here.
April.
Let's get them some wives.
Yeah. That's yes. We do. Where are the gay guys
with wives
in media?
And,
come on.
Yeah.
They're on C-SPAN.
You know what I was thinking about? You know what I was thinking? Ayo.
Hey.
But no, hang on. I have a serious question, folks. Yeah. You know what I was thinking about the other day? You always see a lot of media. It's like a trope, right? The narrative the lesbian.
Media,
hang on, everyone. The lesbian who finds the one man that she can tolerate,
yes.
Right?
Oh, yes.
Where's the story about a gay guy who finds the one woman that he can sleep with? Like, why isn't there
I was
gay guys
say difficult people?
Anyone know
like,
a little pairing on TV called Tom and Shiv? I've never seen Succession.
I wanna watch it. You've seen it. I wanted.
I mean,
like the first season.
Oh my God! Okay,
wow.
Well,
and you're a TV writer.
Yeah. I will probably finish it at some point.
It's okay. Succession isn't a TV show. It transcends.
It transcends. It's actually more of like a novel. It's based on King Lear. If you're
familiar. As a television writer, if I were to watch a novel, it would totally skew my understanding of what television is.
Exactly.
One time I showed Grace
a
movie
writer,
and it ruined her for months.
I eat a solid diet of American Dad, the 5 Doctor Who episodes I still like to watch, and seasons like 2 through 5 of
And what did you say earlier? Yeah, Twilight Zone? You've seen it all?
I've seen all of Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of Star Trek. But the point is, let's get back to Roger. So like if you don't know an old gay guy whose life didn't turn out as planned, you are really.
We all know that one
we
old
all
gay
know
guy.
One old gay guy
whose life didn't turn out as planned.
You are not
probably
living
your high school theater teacher.
Yep.
Yeah.
Old gay guys who are like scrambling a little bit still. Yeah. Wow. That energy is incredible.
I love it. And Roger does bring it to life.
Yes.
April, what are you watching?
What am I watching right now? Oh, my God. I started watching the new season of I Think You Should Leave.
What do you think?
Last night. I am loving how weird it's getting. Grace, did you start watching it at all?
I haven't seen the new season.
Okay,
yet.
It's getting weirder. Like, it's less like a sketch show now and more like a compilation of weird, surreal, like, scenes.
Just weird things to say and do.
Like,
now.
Half the time, it's not, there's not even a punchline. It's just like, it's weird.
I think that's cool because, like, where
I think
do
it's
you,
cool too.
Yeah.
Where do you, like, go with it?
Punchlines are hard.
Right.
Also,
one thing that I've really disliked that I've seen on Twitter is, and I haven't seen the new season yet, I've seen the first two seasons a million times.
Yeah.
But so I guess I can't comment on the quality, but I'm sure I'm going to love it. But I've seen some people be like, the new season isn't quite hitting for me.
Yeah.
Go kill yourself. Like,
I think
you're
misunderstanding
it. Wow.
Yeah. Like, did you want it to be exactly the same as the other
as the
season?
Others? And it's
like, for
what
it's
was your experience with the first season? Because my experience was like, this is the funniest thing ever. But also, I'm going to watch it 10 times
and it's pick like, up new jokes.
And it's going to get into me more and more and more and more and
more.
Yeah,
right. Because
it's like, what do you, like, and some of these tweets have been like, oh, maybe it'll grow on me. Oh, you think, dumbass?
Yeah. Like, it's that kind
of
show.
That's what the show does,
it
idiot.
It grows on you.
God. Like, God. And also, like, the expectation of, like, oh, I want this, if this season doesn't hit, like the highest peaks of the show for me, like,
well, also
just tweet such a milquetoast taste, go to hell.
I think that everyone, you know, there's people like that want every sketch in the show to be like Tim yelling, and being like,
they want every sketch to be like a meme moment. That's what I'm gonna post on Twitter.
I'm sorry, but it's good that it's not the same fucking punchline for three seasons. Like, get us some. It's good that if it were exactly the same as the first season, you'd be like, oh, the guy's got one joke, but he doesn't because he's incredible.
I think my favorite sketch was one that didn't even have Tim in it. It was like the old woman in the HR meeting who's like, I'm gonna make the shirts because she gets like one joke off and can't let it go.
Right.
And anytime they just get some like middle-aged regular actor to act like Tim, those are my favorites.
No, it's great. It's really, really good. There's a lot of sketches where it's like, it could have been Tim, but it's awesome that they like got someone else to do this. I really like the one where Don Cheadle is like, is like, I could have been Barney or I don't know. It's like, it's great. Like,
Tim Meadows is like, I could have been Barney. I could have put a feather on my head
who was it?
Tim Meadows.
Oh my God. Yeah. I don't know who that is.
He's from SNL.
Oh, I thought it was the guy from Marvel.
You know who Tim Meadows is, April.
Do I?
He's from SNL and
the
Goldbergs
with Tim Meadows in it.
Oh yeah. He's in
he's
the
in
Detroiters
Pop Star also.
And Dewey,
why did
Dewey
I think
Hot
that was,
Cox walk the
I,
line.
Wait, I thought that was the same
He's
person
the
as the guy from Marvel. Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Well, I feel crazy. I've been going my whole life thinking there's one guy.
Don Cheadle was just in an episode of Dave that, like, he plays, like, a dark Don Cheadle version of himself where he, like, does drugs at the Met Gala. And clips of that have been going viral on Twitter, obviously outside of the context of the episode.
Okay.
So I think
you don't need to release her from this.
No, release me from it. I need to be released.
You're released.
Thank you.
You're released.
That means a lot.
Yeah.
Wow. I actually, I'm less impressed now. I thought they somehow got
Don Cheadle. Which is big casting.
What do you mean you're less? Can't be less impressed by Tim Meadows.
Tim Meadows is good.
I thought for some reason I watched it and my brain registered it as Don Cheadle, and I thought it was. And I was like, that's crazy that they got Don
Cheadle. Lil Dicky got Don Cheadle, but like Tim Robbins couldn't get Don Cheadle.
Well, wait a sec. We don't even know if Tim Robbins attempted to get Don Cheadle.
Tim Robbins. As a Tim Robbins.
Or Tim Robinson,
is an old man. But we don't know if
we
I think you should
don't,
leave.
We
tried
don't
to get
know
Don
if Tim
Cheadle.
Robbins attempted to get Don Cheadle.
Yeah.
Like in life.
In life.
Maybe like
as a buddy, romantically.
Yeah, or as a
friend.
But
they did end up with Tim Meadows.
We were talking for a second about how I Think You Should Leave does this great thing where they have actors who you know, they pull actors from obscurity and give them a chance to really shine and be funny. And they've done that, you know, since the first season, you know,
like
I love famously with the water bottle flip guy, like the old guy. And I think that you see kind of this like continuity, this evolution from like Tim and Eric, which kind of did that.
Yeah.
But like in a way of like kind of like mocking these people. And I think it's funny, and I don't think it's like unethical what they did, but it is like kind of cool that like I Think You Should Leave does this thing where it pulled, but it gives them a chance to like
truly,
they're
like,
being funny, they're acting,
they're being,
it's not like
silly,
we're
like
laughing
they know,
at them just being like they are acting, you know, and like that rocks,
it's so
it's
good,
so great.
Yeah, I love when I see I Think You Should Leave people pop up in other shows and I'm just like yes, that's the magic of Hollywood, baby.
And I would also like to check or shout out detective, what's his name, Crashmore.
Oh, that guy.
The guy who
just
plays
incredible.
Him, Biff, whatever.
So good.
And he's got cancer right
now. I saw that. And I saw that yesterday.
There's a GoFundMe.
Go donate to this GoFundMe.
And it's on, I think it's pinned on the I Think You Should memes or whatever.
Yeah,
the,
I think
the
you
big,
memes are like,
he's
the
big page,
yeah,
the big
I Think You Should Leave Turbo
that
gang
guy's,
or whatever.
That guy is really great in the
he's
new
really
season.
He's so good
in the new
season.
One of my favorite sketches.
It's so good.
I went crazy in here.
I went crazy.
I was spinning around.
So good.
It's so good. And that was immediately what made me go, oh, this season is just as good as the others. I'm going to rewatch this 80 times.
It's a great one. Yeah.
It's so good.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.
On my list of watch lists this week, something new I've been into, the new season of Hoarders premiered. Don't worry if you were missing Prestige TV after Ted Lasso. We have season 14 of Hoarders. Although I will just say, and I'm probably the only one who noticed this, there is a mistake in the Hulu and Discovery Plus app where it's been labeled season 13, episode 1.
Wow.
It's season 14, episode 1, guys.
I'm pissed off about that.
Like they are so messy about
American
it.
American Dad, for instance, there's two different ways.
Well, hey, it's
that
the Hoarders
it is,
show.
It, that it is listed.
Just playing around, folks.
You know,
just playing
like it on Hulu, it's listed differently than it is on Amazon, which is listed differently than it is on the official listings, you know? Yeah. And get it. I mean, honestly, I think that shows. Streaming's kind of like basic disrespect
for television.
Like,
I mean, along with like Max changing all the credits, just be like creator and not
respecting.
That's
less pronounced, but I think it is the same kind of disrespect.
It's the same kind of thing. And now with reality shows, they aren't giving us the full acknowledgement of like, this is a new season of Hoarders. We're restructuring this with new doctors. Okay, my favorite is gone.
Oh, no.
Yeah, which I'm sad about. Okay, Dr. David, he was very attractive, and he's not
that's
there
sad.
Anymore. Yeah, yeah. But we still have Dr. Robin,
I'll
Dr. Javio.
I'll send an email for you.
Thank you.
That's
I'm
really
starting a petition.
Do you think that that he's gone because he got hoarded? Like somebody
being a doctor
some,
for
like,
Hoarders
is
a dangerous profession.
It
okay, is. You're getting to you're it's like looking into the sun.
Okay,
you're
and
gonna
last,
get collected.
Could be collected.
And as everyone knows,
I've
last season on
Hoarders,
they started making the doctor sleep overnight in the Horde.
No.
Yeah, which they Wait, never
did they
done.
Really call it the Horde?
Yeah.
That's
oh, yeah.
so funny. I
that's kind of killer.
So,
yeah, it's
I'm,
the Horde.
I, in my head, I'm, oh, like, yeah, like, I'm like, should I be way, careful about the way I'm talking
the
about
way
it?
That
is
we
hoarding
can,
like
yes,
a protected
yeah.
thing?
Yeah, is it
the
like a
Horde?
Is it
the
able
way
to
that we can help these people?
Is it a disability to be a hoarder? Let's get to the bottom of it right now.
The way that we can get them help is by making that we can get them to stop doing this is by making them feel like mythological
yeah.
monsters.
Like, oh, you're
powerful.
A hoarder. And, you're so powerful.
Like, to me, like calling something the Horde is being like, hey, good job.
Yeah.
Listen.
Good job on that Horde. You know?
If you're a hoarder listening to this episode of TV, I say, I want you to know. You don't have enough stuff yet.
Yeah.
Keep collecting.
Yeah. Keep
I mean,
going.
Okay. This
Keep
premiere,
going.
This
you
season
need more
premiere.
Stuff.
Yeah. Dr. Robin says immediately,
hoarders
this
are right.
is the best Horde I've ever seen. Not just in terms of size.
Hoarders know something now, we don't.
This woman built basically full walls of Horde and they and had what they called goat trails to get to her bedroom into different parts of the house. Like truly marked out goat trails that
wow.
she had to like turn to the side to get through. Of course, this is like an 89-year-old woman and
right.
her husband who's like 90 who lived there. And so now they don't make the doctor sleep in the Horde because that's probably how they lost Dr. David last season. Now they have the hoarders recreate a fire escape where they fake a fire and like
Whoa.
They pump in smoke and like have an alarm go and they're
they
like,
did this to this 89
to this,
year old
yeah to these old people
like,
and they do it with the lights
wait,
so off
they, wait they actually torch the house or
they just
no,
like
they just
pump in fog yeah
oh.
and then at first they
That's
have them do
scary.
It with the lights on and they're like okay lights on let's see how if you can get out in time
I'm scary to do to an
old
woman in
couldn't.
General
you
like
think
sorry
would,
but
like,
this is an 89 year old woman you're talking about doing a fire drill with her
yeah.
seems messed up to
they,
begin with.
They get a little prepped, to be
that's
fair.
That's really funny.
Like, they have them lay in the bed and they're like, okay, we're gonna do the alarm. And you see them, like, laying in the but, like, trying to do it in a way where they're like, we're gonna get out quickly. And this old couple was just, like, rolling on their backs like turtles
wow.
trying to get out of the bed.
I think I could fix a hoarder. I think I
yeah.
could probably. They should get me on
I
that
could kill
show.
One
should,
yeah. for sure.
I would trick a
yeah.
hoarder.
Oh,
here's
I
what
could I, take one out.
Easily.
Here's
take
what
one
I would
out.
Do. I would trick a hoarder into collecting one item so disgusting they never want to hoard ever again.
Oh, I mean, what would your idea of disgusting be? Because I mean,
I would need a writer's room in 10 weeks yeah. to come up with what that item is.
Because, I mean, the hoarder's
WGA
already.
On strike.
on strike.
WGA on strike.
Because, I mean.
No,
this
we'll
one,
use a different union.
She had a dead cat in her fridge.
Oh my god!
Yeah, I think she had
in her
a freezer.
Fridge or her freezer.
Well, you never know when you might need that
because that's a big difference.
It was okay.
that
it was
actually
the freezer.
Is a big difference.
Yeah, that is a big difference.
Ew.
Well, you need a dead one. You can't just have a live one.
Yeah.
You need one of each.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You need one of each.
Okay. A lot of times you're getting
and
dead.
If you
possums.
Keep it in the fridge, you might just have an alive cat that's cold.
That's cold. Exactly.
You can put your cat in the fridge. Life hack, you can put your cat
yes.
in the fridge. When
will
you're
it survive?
Going away for a long weekend,
yeah.
put your cat,
put your
in,
cat
the
in the fridge. Will it survive with all the maggot rotted food in there? Maybe. Maybe.
Maybe.
But at
maybe.
The end of the day, this Horde, it was a good premiere. It was a 2-hour special episode, everybody. So
wow.
sit back. You're getting extra Horde this week. And at the end of the day, they let her have 2 rooms clean. She managed to clear out 2 rooms, but she didn't clean out her bedroom because she refused to throw out all of her Gatorade bottles.
Well, you might need those.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
never know
she
when
was
you're
like,
going to need
they
those.
They got a wide mouth you can fit ice cubes through. And
yeah.
I was like, that is legit.
You're going to yeah. need them.
Yeah.
I'm constantly like, oh, fuck, where do I put
I
all my cubes? My
yeah,
ice
my
cubes.
My ice cubes. They don't,
oh,
fit,
they
in
don't
the,
fit in my
in a traditional
they don't
water
fit in
bottle.
My water bottle. You got to put them in yeah. the Gatorade bottle.
So where? I felt she came out on top. And mostly
That's
what was
win.
Important is the husband had a place to sleep finally.
What
and
did
that was all he cared
before standing up?
Kinda, yeah.
Jesus.
Oh no.
He was kind of just like resting on a pile where he had to like sit halfway up.
Whoa.
See and that? To
that's
me,
love. That's love. You
like
do that for your wife.
A gay guy.
That's so
who
cool.
Ended
I wanna,
up with a that yes. is a disaster queen.
Yeah.
Right there.
Oh,
I need a.
That is the guy who's like.
I need a wife
oh
who would
God,
sleep standing up
happened?
On my hoard.
See, and
speaking, I would do that for my for crazy. My girlfriend if she became a hoarder. I would sleep on the stuff.
Yeah,
I would
just, sleep.
I
yeah.
would forgo.
And
sleeping.
That is the best guys in the sleep on the stuff.
That's love.
And I will
love
say,
is love.
Like hoarders, I think is a Pride Month show. I think it is gay.
They're adding an H to the acronym.
Yeah.
For hoarders.
For a hoarder. Mm. Yeah.
Yep.
Mm. Like, I think that they are part of the community.
Well, because you could say that gay guys are just hoarders of
dick.
Mankind.
Exactly.
Lesbians are just hoarders of tits and ass.
And Birkenstocks.
And Birkenstocks.
And chapbooks.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's okay. True.
And there have been some episodes with, like,
asexuals are just
with
hoarders.
Kind of what you said with, like, Roger type hoarders, like these old gay men who are like, I can't let go of my past.
Is it always, because I've really never seen hoarders, is it always gross? Or do they, like, what I'm asking is, do they always hoard trash, or are there people who only hoard actual items?
There are people who hoard
actual
items.
If I were a
items.
Hoarder, I would only hoard the top quality shit.
Yeah.
My house would be full of so much beautiful, expensive stuff.
Like, there are the just trash
like
hoarders.
It's close to hoarding, but it's not like they don't, like, I've dealt with, like, older family members who, like, don't have trash. They're not keeping trash that.
And if you ask, they'd be like, this isn't trash.
Thousands of books and all this paperwork, and their whole house is, like, not hoarders level full, but, like,
Yeah, I think that's, like, most of the people, really, is people who are like, oh, I went and I bought, like, all this stuff because it was on sale at Goodwill, so I couldn't say no to, like, 10 hats that all look the same because they were a dollar.
Right.
And then their family's like, you don't wear hats. Like, what do you need this for? And they're just like, it's useful. I'm not throwing it out.
On some level with the, like, you know, keeping old paperwork and books and stuff, like, that's just everyone's dilemma. Like, you know, we live in a world where you're told, you can't throw anything out.
Can't
you
throw
might need
away.
It. You accumulate stuff. Yeah. That's how, you know, most people don't become hoarders, but most people are holding onto a bunch of shit and trash because they've been told they can't throw it out or whatever.
Yeah, hoarders.
I have, like, about 14,000 comic books. And I think sometimes when I tell people that, they think that
is... But I mean, what do you do with those? If once you've acquired them, like, Grace, you know, I've been thinking you need even more stuff. I go into your house, I think you need more stuff.
Could have more stuff in here.
Could have more stuff.
Yeah.
Have you seen how good the people on hoarders are doing?
Yeah,
you
but can, most
there's
of
a lot
the,
of
like,
empty space, most and of it's this, like, that's dangerous. An assassin could be there.
Yes.
Most of the super old hoarders are people who are like, I grew up during the Great Depression. We only had one can of beans in our
house.
Right,
see, that makes sense
to me. So I'm
going to
always have 100 million bottles, like cans of beans in my home.
Right.
And, you know, so that, it's... I think just
well, you never know. The
Great
Depression could happen again.
Exactly, and who's prepared?
Not me.
According to hoarders,
I'd be screwed.
1 in 10 homes.
Wow.
1 in 10 homes are hoarded. Yeah. So
that
go down.
That's not
go down
true.
That's what they say.
Hoarders. I think depending on the definition of hoarders, if 1 in 10 houses have truly, you know, inadvertently accumulated so much shit, you know, that you can't even walk around.
They do have like a technical definition of hoard.
Okay.
So it is something like you can't, like a number of rooms based on the size of the house you can't walk into.
Cool.
So like if you have a 1-bedroom and you can't use that 1-bedroom, you're a hoarder.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense to me. Like,
so,
I'm good. I think we should pathologize it even more.
Yeah.
I think we should.
Is there anybody who, you know, kind of makes a hole in the hoard and just goes at it?
Oh, probably, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Probably? So they haven't really explored that yet.
They don't really get into that, but sometimes there's, like, you know, really lonely
hoarder
dudes.
There should be a show that's called, like, Hoarders Nights.
Whoa.
And, I would watch it.
Hoarders,
and I would watch it.
Hoarders 21 plus.
And God, I'd watch it.
Oh, yeah.
Any other shows you're watching?
I'm also watching the news.
Oh, wow.
It's pretty gay.
It's pretty gay right now.
I would like to shout out Peripheral. I just started watching that. That's a weird show.
Is that on Amazon Prime Video?
Yeah.
Wow.
I would like to shout out Severance.
Of course.
Classic.
So good.
That's pretty gay. I had that surgery done so that I split my memories between when I'm having gay sex
and
when
I'm
having
straight
sex.
As East German, I'd like to shout out Handball Channel.
Has
all the handball.
All the handballs.
Matches you could possibly want to see. Yeah.
So
I would check out Handball Channel. Even, you know, if you don't know how handball played, it's pretty easy. It's slow.
Is it like
it's
pickleball
angry.
But with hands?
No.
Okay.
But sorry.
It's okay.
Sorry.
It's okay. I know the German passion.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
the German passion.
Sorry. Yes, East German passion.
East German passion. And there's a whole history but we don't have to get into that.
I do forgive you. I do forgive you. Because much like the Handball Channel, which was recently bought by Westboro Baptist Church, I have accepted Christ into my life recently. So I
recently.
Yeah.
And that's made you a better person or a worse person?
Yeah,
different,
say?
For sure.
Okay.
For sure. Yeah. That's awesome. I love when you switch into the American accent. Yeah. You're getting really good at it.
Well, yeah, American Dad taught me perfect American accent. American Dad teaches you all you need.
Perfect English.
That's incredible.
Perfect English, yeah.
April, anything else you're watching?
Anything else I've been watching? What have I been watching?
What about Lying Show?
What?
The Lying Show you love.
The Lying Show? Oh, that was like a year ago almost.
But you love that show.
Oh, Tell Me Lies? that came out a while ago.
Tell Me Lies?
One time we were playing pool.
I love that show. Wait, are you serious? Oh, if you actually... I love that show. It's incredible.
It's
the next Riverdale, I swear to God. It's so good.
She loves that stupidest fucking thing. And one time we were playing pool, and the whole
cast of Tell Me Lies was playing pool at the table
and
next
April
to us,
was like,
and I freaked out.
Starstruck, and April was like,
"It's incredible."
April literally was like, "Who is Tell Me Lies?"
It's so good.
April was like, "That's the prettiest
girl." Oh, don't
girl
even get me
be.
Started. She's so beautiful.
And I looked her up.
It's crazy.
And listen, I'm not trying to be mean. Pretty girl, but I mean,
okay, I'm looking. This is the first time I'm ever hearing about this show.
Wait, are you serious? You have to watch it and talk about it. It's so good.
Isn't there like a cop procedural show that's like Tell Me Lies or something with like a
You're thinking about the Tim Roth show.
Yeah.
It's called Lie to Me.
Oh, yeah.
It actually was really fun.
No,
yeah.
Tell Me Lies is like a Hulu original drama or whatever.
Yeah, I'm looking it up now.
Wait, you actually haven't seen it?
I haven't.
Oh,
it's
we wasted
set in
an hour.
2007?
We should have been talking about this.
Wait.
Yeah. Yes, it's a period piece.
It's a period piece in 2007.
It's a period piece in 2007. It's so crazy.
I've never heard of this.
Are you serious?
I'm 100% serious.
It's literally insane. I was, oh my God.
It's on Hulu?
Yes. When it started coming out, my friend Callie put me onto it, and then I started watching it weekly. And
she's obsessed with this show.
One of the production companies behind it, by the way, is Refinery 29.
Are you serious?
I'm 100%
serious. That makes so much sense. We need more of that. That has to happen more. It's incredible. Oh my God.
Okay, I'm also discovering here that it looks like a lot of the episodes are named after Blink-182 songs.
That probably is true. I don't know.
Season 1, episode 4, Take Off Your Pants and Jacket.
Okay,
episode 5
incredible.
Is Merry Fucking Christmas.
Wow.
So now I'm suddenly all in on this show.
No, but I didn't look at the episode names is what I'm saying.
Oh, there's also
a
Fall Out Boy.
You watched it on Hulu, right?
I didn't look at that name.
There's also a Sugar We're Going Down Swinging. So.
Wow.
Oh my God.
She doesn't even like that music.
Wow.
You do?
Poser.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Well, I don't like... What? No, I like all of it, actually.
Yeah, I like Blink-182.
Wow.
I don't know if I would really say I was a Fall Out Boy person.
I was a Fall Out Boy person in my youth.
Great.
I would just like to shout out one more TV show.
Please.
It's our show that we have coming up. It comes out this Sunday. It's called The Idol. It's coming out on HBO. We're really excited.
I'm sorry, it'll
be
on Max.
We got girls doing crazy shit.
We got girls that take their tops off.
And
listen, The Weeknd is a character that I've been writing for several years now.
Yeah, we co-created The Weeknd.
To make this show, we co-created The Weeknd.
And collaborating with Sam Levinson, how was that?
He's also a character we made up together.
That guy is kind of a pussy, honestly.
he got out of our control and became real.
Yeah,
he sucks.
Yeah,
the thing about Sam is
doesn't seem like
we were constantly like, no, she needs to be hit two more times or whatever. And he was like, no, this is a little bit of luck, guys. And we were like, Sam, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck
it's
up.
Tough. I put some of my baser urges into the character. And it just, that's why, you know, it's kind of played out in a weird way. And I'm sorry for that. I'm really sorry for that.
We're really
proud of
the show.
He's done some pretty bad things. I don't think I can be held entirely responsible.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know?
We got a 25-minute standing ovation at Cond.
We saw that.
At Cond Film Festival. And yes, people are saying, oh, that was at gunpoint. No, those security guards just had those guns pointed at the audience in the spirit of the show.
Of the show.
Right.
Yeah, to raise the tension.
Right.
You know, like our theme song, Ellie Goulding.
It's a 5D.
Anything can happen.
Yes.
Anything can happen.
That's the theme song of the Idol.
The Idol. Yeah.
The Ellie Goulding song, Anything Can Happen. So it was like, what will happen? Will they shoot? Will they not? And they didn't.
Yeah, and they didn't.
It's a real, it's an experience. The show is best enjoyed holding a gun to your own head.
Yes. I think that's what the Rolling Stone review said.
How come we only use the risk of death to make like jacking off better? Why don't we do it for more things?
Yes. We could
use it to make TV be on the verge of death constantly.
Yeah.
Whenever when we were writing The Idol, we were constantly holding a gun up to our heads and playing Russian roulette.
Yeah.
And God,
I got that sense like, watching Dan Levy perform.
Because by all accounts, one of those trigger pulls should have ended it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now instead this Sunday we have an entire season of The Idol to look forward to.
We're so proud of it.
We're proud of what.
Thank you to The Weeknd.
We're proud of what.
Thank you to Lily Rose Depp. And we're sorry to all those
Lily
women.
Rachel Sennett is in it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yes.
That girl is
we
in
are
it.
Sorry
she's in
to
it.
All those
she's
women,
in it.
But thank
Dan
you.
Levy's in it.
Dan Levy is in it.
People who you're like, this? You're in it.
Yeah.
But they're in it.
They're in it.
Yes.
They're in it. Yeah. It's a crazy cast.
Yeah.
You know? Well, you know, we tried got to get, everybody you know to
we,
be in it.
You know who
we
tried we to
told
get?
Them it was a revival.
Don Cheadle?
We tried to get Don Cheadle. Yeah. We couldn't pull it off.
And he hates trans people, which is why. He wouldn't do it. But we told all of these people, we told Dan Levy, we were like, hey, we're doing a revival of Transparent. Will you be in? He was like,
yes, sister.
And then he shows up to the set.
In drag.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh no, that's not.
Didn't even ask for this.
And he was so embarrassed by that. He just did whatever we said and he was in The Idol.
Yeah, he kind of has that vibe. Grace, April, this has been an illuminating episode. We've gotten to the bottom of the most important TV issues. I want to thank you for joining TV Club today. And most importantly, I want to ask everyone listening to go listen to their podcast, The Girl God Experience on Earwolf Presents. You subscribe, follow, download all through the summer. You're going to have original episodes from Girl God, Mono Agapian, and Oscar, who are the tri-gays. They're going to try straight stuff. And also Jacob Wysocki touring LA's Wild Expo scene.
Awesome.
Yeah. So you don't want to miss
and
Earwolf
watch
Presents.
The Idol this Sunday at 9 p.m. on HBO,
and then listen to our podcast, The Girl God Experience.
Yes,
get your mind blown.
Get your mind blown. It's going to change your life. It's already changed mine. Yeah. Just some quick homework to say goodbye this week. I'm going to ask you to watch all of The Great on Hulu.
All of it?
It's all of it. All of it's out. So I'm going to ask you to watch it because there's a big twist that we need to dig into. So we're going to have some special stuff from The Great coming up. I'm also going to ask you to watch The Curious Case of Natalie Grace, which is on Max. It is a six-part documentary being aired over 3 days. So there's 6 episodes, but they were like 2 parts. And it is about a family that adopts a girl who they think is a young child. And then they believe she is actually like a 22-year-old who has been pretending to be a child. But then there's so many twists and turns, and the parents are in the documentary, and it is the wildest thing I've ever seen, where like the dad just starts like punching the floor and is just like, we were all abused. And it is the wildest documentary. So I'm going to have a big documentary roundup for you. And that is
one of the ones you want to see. I can't decide yet.
I started it and was like, she's definitely an adult. And then by like episode 2, I was like, she's definitely a kid. And then I just was like, I don't know.
I'm a truther. I don't even think she's real.
I like that take too. She was like one of those dolls.
I think they made her up. She's like, actually a character I've been working on for several years.
At the end of the day, whatever side of that debate you're on, please watch The Idol at 9 p.m. on HBO Max this Sunday. We are really psyched.
Yes, and listen to The Girl God Experience. And hey, if you love this episode of TVSA, why don't you go tell some friends about it? Go rate, give me 5 stars and tell your friends and listen to the episode or something. You know what it is. And also, you can see Girl God Live with me for my Pride Month field tour that I'm hosting this month. We're going to be in Chicago, New York, and L.A. L.A., it's going to feature Girl God, Allison Stevenson, Brian Bahi, and some other amazing comics.
And we might be bringing a special guest.
And maybe a special guest. And it's going to be super gay. If you download the Field app, it'll be free.
Who might be a motherfucking star boy? Yeah.
So get tickets for that and keep on listening to TV I
Say.
We'll be...
say he can't feel his face.
Yeah.
We'll be back next week for another episode.
TV I Say with Ashley Ray. Another episode. Another episode.
TV I Say with Ashley Ray is an Earwolf production made by me, Ashley Ray Harris. It's engineered by Abby Aguilar, produced by Scott Sani, executive produced by Amelia Chapelo, and our original theme song is by Rafia. It means so much to me if you go rate, review, subscribe, follow TV I Say. Let us know what you think and tell your friends. Share with your golden girls. Tell your boys. If you love my TV recommendations, let everyone you know know. For special TV Club members, join my Patreon. And you can also find my full archive ad-free episodes of TV I Say over on Stitcher Premium. Use promo code TV I Say, all one word, for a 1-month free trial at stitcher.com/premium.